the model of the temple, you can see that all the gates, all the entrances, they're all made out of gold. All the gates in the temple, they were all made out of gold. There was only one set of gates. Right over here, you see, from this courtyard to this place, there's the 15 steps, the round steps, and then there's gates that are made out of copper. Okay, those are the only gates made out of copper. Now, why copper? I mean, usually you would use gold. If you have gold, so why not gold? Gold is a more precious material. So that's really so that people should ask, why are these gates made out of copper? And then people would answer them. This is in remembrance to a miracle that happened with the gates in the time of the temple. They're called the Nicanor gates. There was a man, his name was Nicanor, and he lived in Egypt, in Alexandria in Egypt. And he really, really wanted to contribute, to give something to the temple. And he thought to himself, what can I give? It was already like at the end of the time of the building of the temple, so they already had all the vessels and all the different things. So he said, oh, I'm going to give them a set of gates. There's a lot of gates in the temple, so I could give them a set of gates. And he didn't have that much money, so with whatever he had, he made copper gates. So he came with the copper gates, and he has to come from Egypt to Israel. So he came on a ship or a boat, I don't know what there was those days, and in the middle of the way there was a big storm, a lot of wind, and of course the people on the ship said, Nicanor, you have to throw your gates from the ship down to the sea. And Nicanor, of course, didn't want to do that. He didn't want to part from these gates. These gates are for the temple. He told everyone, no, they're from the temple. But no one, of course, understood. Everyone was, no, we want to live. We don't want, these gates are bothering us. Just throw them to the sea. Nicanor really, really didn't want to, and he started crying, and he said, please, no, these gates are for the temple. And I came all the way from Egypt. I want them to come for the temple, for the holy temple. At the end, they didn't ask him. They just threw one of the gates to the sea, and the storm really ended, and the wind stopped blowing, and everything was safe, and he just stayed with one of the gates. Now, of course, Nicanor was really sad and miserable, but anyways, he said, okay, at least one gate I have, I can come with at least one gate to the temple. So he went all the way to Israel, and when he just arrived in Israel, on the shore, on Yafo, you know where the shore is, come to Israel, there, just waiting for him was what? On the shore, on the sand, the other gate just came all the way with him to Israel, and it was a wonderful miracle. I mean, he just came, and that was a big surprise. Everyone was, of course, really surprised. Everyone was, wow. The other gate just came all the way with him to Israel. It knew it had to be part of the temple. Okay, and so he came, and of course, he was really happy, and there was a big celebration. And he came with both these gates to Jerusalem, and he brought them to the temple. And of course, after this big story, everyone said, it doesn't matter if it's made out of copper or silver, whatever it is. They put them, and not only did they put them in the temple, but they put them right in the entrance to the courtyard over here, where everyone could see them. And what are these gates? Wonderful miracle of Nicanor's gates. Yeah, so that's Nicanor's gates. Okay, we have a few minutes. Why are there other groups here? Okay, sorry. Can I see you?